Welcome to episode 2 of our podcast series on raising your company's web profile. We've entitled this episode Getting Started, even though we're assuming that most of you already have a company website or weblog. Now, in the same way that high street shops regularly change their window displays, it's vital that your website or blog changes on a regular and ideally frequent basis. Not only does this help push your website further up the Google rankings, it's also more likely to be revisited by your customers and potential customers. Most modern websites have a news section, and this generally is the area that is updated the most regularly. However, I think we've all seen websites with a news section that has remained static for weeks, months, and even years. And it's true to say that customers and potential customers could well be turned off when they see that a website isn't being maintained properly or regularly. The secret, therefore, is to update your news section as often as you possibly can. But don't think you have to be William Shakespeare. As we will cover in our next episode, you can write about a whole host of subjects, and very few of them will require you to write more than a few paragraphs. However, there is one important distinction that we would draw here. Those companies that achieve the highest on- and offline profiles are those that manage to squeeze the maximum value out of every word they write. As an example, let's say that your company is currently involved in a relatively interesting contract to demolish a police station. If you have your wits about you, you or one of your colleagues will photograph and video the work in progress, and you will write an article on the job while it's in progress. If you've done these jobs properly, all of which you should be able to achieve in a single visit, you have the basis for a press release that could be used by the likes of Demolition Dismantling, DNRI, Demolition Engineer or PDI, as well as the construction press. You also have the basis for a news item for your website or blog, a data sheet that you can give to your customers and prospects, and a video that can be added to your website or blog and which can be used to help raise your profile on YouTube, Vimeo and the various other video hosting sites. If you're wondering what information you should include in your press release, please drop us a line at mantony@markantonypublicity.co.uk and we'll send you a form that we produce for the members of the National Federation of Demolition Contractors. And don't forget, the researching and writing of these items can be easily outsourced to an external media relations or publicity company like Mark Antony Publicity. In the next issue, we will look at the issue of how often you should aim to write. Thanks for listening.